Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It has now been a year since Ethan Chapin, Madison Mogan, Zana Kernodle, and Kaylee Gonzalez lost their lives to a senseless murderer on the University of Idaho campus. The man charged with this crime, Brian Koberger, now sitting in jail, awaiting trial. All this weekend, we're going to take a look back at the conversations, investigation, and interviews that we've conducted the last 365 days on this case as we continue to await justice for those four college students. Four killed for what? The case against Koberger. The story all weekend here on the Hidden Killers podcast.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We're talking with former prosecutor Lori Gilbertson and with Tribeca Blue Consulting about Brian Koberger's plea last week. I want to get some insight from a former prosecutor. You've been in courtrooms far more than most of us. Is this common? Is this a normal thing to not give a verbal plea? Is there a strategy involved here that could benefit him down the road? What is your take on this, Lori?
Yeah, I've looked at this a lot, and you know, this seems to be something that is certainly fairly common in Idaho, where a criminal defendant at their arraignment does not have to enter a plea. And if they do not enter a plea, then the judge will enter a not guilty plea for them. And what it appears to be is a few different things. And it does not seem to be so out of the ordinary in a case like this, where now the clock has started as to whether or not the prosecution will seek the death penalty. They have 60 days from the time of arraignment. So that clock has started. So, you know, him standing silent is basically saying a few things. First, I think that his attorneys also may not have had the, you know, evidence that they needed to really enter a not guilty plea, because obviously they're not entering a guilty plea right now. Mm-hmm. So it certainly could be that. I know they have said they're waiting on some discovery. They're waiting to interview some other witnesses. So they may not have wanted him to even enter the not guilty plea. The second is that from my look at everything under Idaho law, that this possibly enables him to certainly negotiate from maybe a different standpoint should the prosecution decide to seek the death penalty here. So the defense is kind of leaving their options open by doing that. Even, I think, had he entered a not guilty plea, he still had the option to negotiate. So, you know, honestly, I don't know that it makes a whole lot of difference there. Mm-hmm. And lastly, it could just be Brian Koberger.
Yeah.
You know, from everything I think we've seen, I think from everything you've talked about quite a bit on your show, he's not going to be an easy client. Mm-hmm. And this just may be a defendant who did not want to say not guilty, did not want to enter a plea, did not want to speak in court. And because he didn't want to do so, that's how his attorney proceeded. So, you know, without the attorney speaking out about it, or, you know, certainly we're not going to hear necessarily from Brian Koberger about it. Mm-hmm. Those are kind of the three things that go into, you know, why this would have been the choice at the arraignment. And ultimately, I think you end up with the same result. The prosecution will decide whether there are aggravating factors and they're going to seek the death penalty. The defense will then decide whether, you know, there is something to talk about in terms of a plea. The prosecution will decide whether they even want to offer anything. Mm-hmm. And then they'll move forward. And actually, him saying not guilty or having the judge say that for him while he stood silent seemed kind of more like courtroom drama to me than anything else.
Really doesn't change a whole lot if he had said it aloud or not. It's on the record as not guilty, because essentially it defaults to that. If you don't enter an actual plea, the thing that stood out to me immediately was that on the death penalty, that they have 60 days now to decide whether or not they're going to seek the death penalty and making some negotiating room. And does it make negotiating room? Does it truly make anything extra? Does it make it a little bit more? We'll see. He never actually said not guilty. Maybe it is going to be a playing card of maybe taking the death penalty off the table if he were to admit to the guilt. BTK did the exact same thing. And there's been a lot of analogies about BTK and him. We can talk about that in a moment. But does it truly create more playing room for him to negotiate?
Doesn't seem like he's in a very strong negotiating position from where I sit looking at it. And certainly whether he says not guilty or not at the arraignment, I don't think makes a whole lot of difference. Ultimately, the only negotiating power, it seems to me, that he has is to offer to plead guilty, to therefore end all of this for the victims' families, to take the pressure off the prosecution of proving their case against him and going through all of that and putting the victims' families through all of that, and basically just having things resolved at a much quicker pace than it would be at a trial. Even though they've set this trial date for October, I do not see that at all happening then. But that's his negotiating power, is really just the power of his plea.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Lori Gilbertson with Tribeca Blue Consulting, former prosecutor. As always, thank you for your insight. Hey, if you like the podcast and you'd like to get ad-free versions of it, you can just binge away. No ads, just next. Sign up through Apple Podcasts. I'm becoming a premium subscriber there. You'll not only get ad-free access to this podcast, but our entire family of podcasts within the True Crime Today family. And there's a whole bunch of them for you to check out right there when you sign up through Apple Podcasts. So do that. Even try it for 3 days free right now. We appreciate that support. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Law 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.